tune with AM 620 WTMT Louisville. Hi, this is Chris Jackson, and for the next hour, I'll present an hour-long special dedicated to Elvis Aaron Presley. Join me for the next hour as I bring you special interviews recorded on a movie set with Elvis in 1962, special concert recordings from his early years, and even concert recordings 2 years before the King's death in 1977. WTMT proudly presents Elvis, The Memories.
Right. Oh, see what you have done. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, see.
It was 25 years ago that Elvis Presley's career at RCA Records began. His contract was purchased from Sun Records, a small Memphis company for which he had released 5 records. By now, most of Elvis's fans can repeat word for word the way his first record happened. Guitarist Scotty Moore, bassist Bill Black, and Elvis were clowning around in the studio, more or less whooping it up on That's All Right Mama. Sun's Sam Phillips came rushing out of the control room and asked what they were doing. When they said, "We don't know," Sam barked, "Well, find out real quick and don't lose it. Run through it again and let's put it on tape." This would be the beginning of Elvis Presley's climb to stardom. That's All Right was released by Sun Records in August of 1954. It was later released by RCA Records in November of 1955. With his very first record, here's Elvis with That's All Right.
To be the same all through this thing, you know. Naturally, you learn a lot about people, and you're involved in a lot of different situations, but I've tried to be the same. I mean, the way I was brought up, and I've always considered other people's feelings. I've never, in other words, I didn't kick anybody in the way. I've always treated people just like I would like to be treated.
Elvis Presley with That's All Right Mama. You're listening to Elvis the Memories on 62 Country WTMT. It was on January 10th of 1956 that Elvis had his first RCA recording session. One of the songs he recorded was Heartbreak Hotel. It earned him a gold record, the first in a long line of over 50 single records that eventually went gold. Elvis received his first gold record on stage during his first Las Vegas personal appearance. There would be many more of both. Here's Elvis with his first gold single, Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be so lonely they could die.
That's Elvis's first gold single, Heartbreak Hotel. More hit records followed Heartbreak Hotel, and the Elvis phenomena was only beginning. In July of 1956, RCA released the record that was going to become his biggest-selling single of all time, Don't Be Cruel, coupled with Hound Dog. Together, they sold more than 7 million copies, and legend has it that RCA executive Steve Sholes had to talk Elvis into recording Hound Dog. Here they are back-to-back, Don't Be Cruel and Hound Dog, as TMT salutes Elvis Presley.
You know I can't be found, sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
This is Elvis the Memories on 62 Country WTMT. I'm Chris Jackson. In September of 1956, RCA made an unprecedented move. They released not one, but 7 Elvis Presley singles at one time. The rush to the record stores turned from a steady stream into a wild storm. It seemed his fans could never get enough of him, and believe me, they never did. Here's a hit song by Elvis out of 1956. It's Love Me on Elvis the Memories.
Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and cruel.
That's Elvis Presley with Love Me. Even though Elvis is gone, many musical artists still perform or do remakes of his music. The most recent is that of Ricky Van Shelton doing Elvis's Wear My Ring Around Your Neck. It only peaked on the charts at number 2 in April of 1958, but it still was a very popular song for the King. Here are both artists doing their rendition of Wear My Ring Around Your Neck on Elvis the Memories.
Won't you wear my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck. Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the ring around your neck, and let them know by the ring around your neck, and let them know by the ring around your neck. Oh, yeah. Won't you wear my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the ring around your neck.
Stay with us. We'll be back with more of Elvis the Memories right after this.
It's late Thursday evening, July 2nd. You're at 1304 Sportsman Drive in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Someone pries open the rear door with a tire tool. While inside, the burglars ransack the house and take several guns, cash, and assorted jewelry. Police are looking for a man 6 feet tall wearing light-colored clothing. He was last seen running south on the railroad tracks. With your help, police believe this man can be identified. Kentuckiana Crime Stoppers will pay $1,000 cash for the information that leads to the arrest and indictment of the person who committed this burglary. If you call, you never give your name. We will also pay cash for information that leads to an arrest and indictment in any felony crime. You can be a Crime Stopper. Call Kentuckiana Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. That's 582-2583. If you call Crime Stoppers long distance, call Collect.
Attention sports fans.
The best way to keep in touch with today's sports scores, including thoroughbred racing, is by using the telephone. WTMT's new Action Sports Line is ready to go. Call 1-900-420-5251. And for only 99 cents a minute, get results and a stretch run from any race at any major racetrack across the country. Basketball, football. We'll have updated scores of games in progress every 5 minutes. The WTMT Action Line is not designed to keep you waiting, running up the minutes. The customer control feature gets you where you want, when you want it.
Welcome to the WTMT Action Line. Press 1 for sports or 2 for horse racing.
There are no annoying commercials to listen to. Only the information you want is presented. WTMT's new Action Line. Call 1-900-420-5251. Only 99 cents per minute. 1-900-420-5251. Sports as you want it, when you want it.
When you've got a chance for an evening on the town, you want everything to be really special. And sometimes, that means driving around, wasting time getting from one place to the other. Well, not anymore, because now there's Horse Feathers at 1921 Bishop Lane inside the Ramada Hotel. At Horse Feathers, everything you need for a great evening is right there waiting. Start your night with one of the scrumptious buffet specials Horse Feathers has Monday through Friday from 5 until 8. Then, learn the latest dance steps from one of the professional instructors Horse Feathers has on hand Monday through Saturday. On Wednesdays and Saturdays, Horse Feathers treats the ladies to 75-cent drafts, wines, and wells. And on Tuesdays, it's the Tush Push Contest. Win a $50 gift certificate from Pressler's Western Shop. Then move on to the finals to compete for a great trip to Opryland, USA in Nashville, Tennessee. So don't spend your next evening out driving around looking for a great time. Spend it having a great time. At Horse Feathers, 1921 Bishop Lane, inside the Ramada Hotel.
The town is Louisville. The country is Preston Highway. Smart Ford customers know that that spells Town and Country Ford, 6015 Preston Highway. For over 20 years, Town and Country Ford has served Louisville and Jefferson County with the best selection of new and used automobiles. 20 years of success, 20 years of satisfaction. And today, Vice President and General Manager Billy Hayes continues the tradition of excellence. Whether it's a new Ford car or truck, or a late model, low mileage used car, Town and Country Ford can accommodate you. Their excellent sales staff is experienced and courteous, and they understand the customer's needs. How do you get to be number one? Not by accident. Town and Country Ford has earned the right to be called Louisville's number one Ford dealer. So when it comes time for that next automobile, shop Town and Country Ford, and you'll see why. For over 20 years, Town and Country Ford has been this area's number one Ford dealer.
62 TMT. I've always considered other people's feelings. I've never, in other words, I didn't kick anybody on the way. I've always treated people just like I would like to be treated myself. And I consider other people's feelings. I don't assume the attitude of get these people out of here like I have heard of being done, because those people are sincere in their feelings. If they want autographs and pictures and things like that, I don't just sign the autographs and the pictures and so forth to help my popularity or to make them like me. I do it because I know that they're sincere, and they see you and they want an autograph to take home. They got an autograph book. Well, they've got their little camera and everything, so you have to know that. And if you don't do it, well, you make them mad at you. They don't understand. You hurt their feelings, and we make a lot of enemies that way.
If ever a performer and a medium could be said to be made for each other, it could be said of Elvis Presley and television. When Elvis's career began in the mid-50s, commercial television was in its beginning. Elvis was tossed back and forth among television hosts like the Dorsey Brothers, Milton Berle, and Steve Allen. Finally, Elvis came to rest in the studio of Ed Sullivan. Ed paid Elvis $50,000 to do 3 guest spots on his show that more than tripled the previous high paid by Sullivan. This is one of several songs that Elvis played on the Ed Sullivan Show. Here's Jailhouse Rock on Elvis the Memories.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody let it rock.
We've reached the portion in the program where we're going to put Elvis Presley and his music in the spotlight. If you are a true Elvis fan, then you should appreciate the trip down memory lane that I'm about to take you on. Sit back and relax, because here comes Elvis, the Memories. This song was released in May of 1970 and was quite a big hit for the King. Recorded at the International Hotel, here's Elvis with Polk Salad Annie.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so that you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields, and it looks something like a turnip green.
That's a recording out of 1970 by the King. It's called Polk Salad Annie. I'm Chris Jackson, and this is Elvis the Memories on 62 WTMT. This next song hits close to home. Elvis recorded it in February of 1970. It's Kentucky Rain.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know, I want to bring you home. Help! Thank you.
I'm proud of the way that I was brought up to believe and to treat people and have respect for people. And when I am pushed to a certain point, I have a very bad temper. But it doesn't happen very often. Of course, everybody has a temper. And then I don't like myself later. But what I look at myself as, not being you know, I'm not really playing everything down, but as a human being, really, who's been extremely fortunate in so many ways, although I have had and still have some very lonely and...
Are you lonesome?
You know, there are times when I really don't know.
Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart?
It feels like I don't want to go next, but I've experienced a lot of different phases in life. I've experienced happiness and loneliness. The wealthy side of life, the average side of life, you know, not having anything, but not knowing what it's like to have anything.
Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
That's it, man. 14 years right down the drain, boy, I'll tell you.
That version of Are You Lonesome Tonight could be considered a real collector's item, as Elvis breaks up during a taped concert in August of 1969. This next song was recorded in 1977 live in concert, and it was also done by the Righteous Brothers. Here's Elvis with Unchained Melody.
Hungered for your touch, alone with God speak to.
Country WTMT with Elvis and Unchained Melody. I'm Chris Jackson, and this is Elvis the Memories. I recently came across an interview that Elvis did in the year of 1962 on the set of a movie. In this particular segment, he talks about the death of his mother, Gladys.
I wish, you know, there's a lot of things happened since she passed away that I wish she could have been around to see. It would have made her very happy and very proud. But, that's life. I can't help it. I can sum it up fairly easily. I look at myself strictly as a human being who's, like I said, been very lucky, but whose life has blood running through my veins and can be snuffed out in just a matter of seconds, you know.
Elvis still lives through the songs that are remade by today's hottest entertainers. There is even a new movie entitled Honeymoon in Vegas in which all Elvis songs are featured. There's Wear My Ring Around Your Neck by Ricky Van Shelton, which you heard earlier, Heartbreak Hotel and All Shook Up by Billy Joel, Devil in Disguise by Trisha Yearwood, and this next song, here's Travis Tritt with Burning Love on Elvis the Memories. Tritt Man with Burning Love, originally released by Elvis Presley in August of 1972. This next song, also from the movie Honeymoon in Vegas, is by Vince Gill, and it as well is a remake. But I guess you could consider this a special song because this is the very first record that Elvis had ever done. Here's Vince Gill with That's All Right on Elvis the Memories.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right, me. That's all right.
That's all right, Mama.
You're listening to Elvis the Memories on 62 WTMT. I'm Chris Jackson, and you know, for this special, I read as many books about the King as I could, including the one entitled Elvis and Me by Priscilla Presley. You know, even though I didn't grow up during the Elvis era, in fact, he died 4 years after I was born, I've always loved Elvis's music. Many people still question whether or not the King is dead or alive, and I won't tell you what I believe, but I will say that if you are a true Elvis fan, the King will live in your eyes forever. I hope you've enjoyed Elvis the Memories, and I'd like to take this opportunity to personally thank you for spending an hour with me. Elvis Aaron Presley, born January the 8th, 1935, died August 16th, 1977. May he be in peace wherever he is.
My darling, I love you, and I always will.
Elvis the Memories has been brought to you by 62 Country WTMT. No portion of this program may be reproduced without the written permission of WTMT Radio. I'm Chris Jackson, thanking you once again for being my special guest this evening, and I'm going to leave you the same way that Elvis would at any of his concerts that you may happen to have gone to. Here's the American Trilogy taking me out the door tonight. Take care, be good to each other. Until next time, Kentuckiana.
Oh, I wish I was in a land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
But I'd like to get married. I'd like to have a family. It's a normal thing to do. I mean, who wants to grow old and be alone? You know what I mean? But I'm in no big hurry. I'd like to someday, but I mean, I'm in no big rush. I can't wait. I have to take it easy. No, for sure. You know.
Take my stand to live and die in Dixie.
Age now, and the things that I've been through, the people and the situations that I've been exposed to, I've learned a lot about people, about life, about situations. It's been very beneficial to me in that I have been able to help a few other people.
You know your daddy is bound to die.
Tragedy. I mean, like losing my mother while I was in the Army. And although I think that things like that, as tragic as they are, tend to make you a little better human being, really, because you learn more about yourself. I wish, you know, there's a lot of things happened since she passed away that I wish she could have been around to see it. We made her very happy and very proud.
Thank you.
Once again, I'd like to thank you for joining me for Elvis the Memories here on 62 Country WTMT. If you've enjoyed the program, please drop me a line here at the station, care of WTMT Radio, 162 West Broadway, Louisville, Kentucky, 40202. Just address it to Chris Jackson. I'd love to hear from you if you enjoyed the program. It is 6 o'clock from 62 Country WTMT.
62 Country WTMT, no good.